Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B's Outdoor Adventure. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today I am on the road with a very special guest, retired New Jersey State Trooper Stephen Ritter. Steve and I met when we were filming a documentary, still in the filming process, in the post-production process. So, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You know, Steve, I know you're the paddleboard expert as well, and we got to get out and paddleboard one time. So today it's all about, so people, whether they're novices or experts, they can learn a little bit more about paddleboards, or some people will just call them SUPs, S-U-Ps. So how did you get into paddleboarding?
Funny story. I coach special needs ice hockey, and I met a gentleman there, Bob Malazzo, who's a real good friend of mine now. It had to be 10 years ago, and Bob introduced me to paddleboarding. He had taken me out one time, and it was like hooking a big bass. He hooked me hook, line, and sinker. That's how I got started, by a friend, Bob Malazzo.
And it's like anything else. Once you're hooked, man, you're in.
Dude, you're hooked.
And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. So, Steve, let's talk about purchasing a paddleboard. You know, and you were the one who actually helped me purchase mine, but let's talk about the, you know, cost involved in a board. So talk about, like, from low, medium to high-range boards and cost.
You can get into this for probably right around $600 with a beginner's board or a plastic, polyurethane, whatever they call them. And then you can go up well over $5,000 for a big board named like Bark, B-A-R-K, who custom makes boards. So you're anywhere from $600 to over $5,000.
So it's looking at your budget and seeing what you can afford. And on the way up here, because by the way, when I say that I am on the road today, the road is on one side. The lake is about 10 feet from us, of which we will get in there in a little bit when this show is done. But one of my friends, he and his wife have a bank account just for anything they're going to purchase. And a cool story is, like, they just call it the plasma TV account. So when they have enough money in that account, it's only for that, they go buy a plasma. So people can do a paddleboard or a kayak account. Just a cool way of saying you can budget your money. You don't have to go out and, like you're saying, you don't have to go out and spend $1 million today if you want to save for it and get, you know, get that board that way. But I thought that was a neat one. Now, there is a fin selection too. So do you tell me a little bit about the fins?
The fins are obviously, so you don't skate side to side on them. Some are made differently. Some have one fin. Some have long. Some have shallow ones. My board that's over here, I actually have three because it's called a surf sup. In other words, you could go in the ocean, catch a wave, and it's more set up like a surfboard, but a lot bigger, and you're going to paddle into the wave. Whereas Joey's has one, so it's a flat water board.
And that's what I do, flat water.
Flat water.
But I will eventually get into the ocean with it.
Good for you, because I don't like doing it, though.
on the calmer water days. Now, boards come in different sizes. Tell me about that.
Yes, they do. They'll come from anywhere from 8 feet, and I've seen them as far as 14 and a half feet. So it's stability is what you're looking for. They also come in different widths. So a longer board, a wider board, is going to give you a more stable ride. A shorter, narrower board is going to be a little bit tougher to balance, but you're going to go a little bit faster also, because then you're going to have less friction. For instance, mine is 28 inches wide. I believe Joey's is right around 30, 31.
Yeah.
So you'll see a difference.
Well, and you know this, the word we use in kayaking and boating is tracking, and a longer, thinner board's just going to move faster, the other one, and track better, and the other one just going to give you that balance, because again,
that's right, friction.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hey, it's a science thing, man. It's a science. So now let's jump over to paddles. How do you select a paddle?
They have several paddles. I mean, you can get them custom made out of wood. They'll do anything you want out of them. You can get them out of carbon fiber, which I know Joey gets the best, so Joey's got a carbon fiber. There's no doubt in my mind. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm pretty sure. I have a rebound fiberglass one, that gives back a little bit, because I like going fast. So it's going to give me back a little bit. As much as I put in, it's going to give me that back in return on the pole.
And yes, you're right. I do have a carbon fiber paddle. Yes, I do. So once you're on that board, talk about the technique about, you know, just how do we paddle?
Well, the technique, you can add it. You could put it to canoeing, for instance. A canoe is a paddle. A kayak is not necessarily a paddle where you're using two hands on one stick. A kayak, you have one stick, but you're using two hands, one on one side and one on the other. This one, you're going to have your hand on top and your hand, I don't know, 2.5-3 feet down on that stick, which is a long stick. It should be over your head. I'm a short guy, so mine's going to be shorter than Big Joey. Joey's a tall, lengthy guy. But and you're going to pull on one side of the board, and then you're going to pull on the other side. You're going to actually switch your hand. So you have to be a little ambidextrous, I think that's the word, to paddle on a paddle board.
Absolutely. Now, we will get out there and do a few strokes to go forward, but we can also move sideways in the boards as well.
You can move sideways, you can move forwards. If you watch videos on this, they're going to show you how to make power turns and step on the back of the board and spin that board around within a feet. Me, I'm an older guy. I just like to paddle, and if I'm going to turn, I'm going to turn. I'm just going to pump a couple more shots on the right side if I want to go left, and then backstrokes on the left side to go the same way.
Yeah, and you mentioned about the videos. Hey, you can YouTube anything in the history of the world right now, and I've actually watched some great, you know, lessons on it, just seeing what's out and about. You know, there are professionals that are out there, so it's not just the Joey in your backyard lake guy, which, hey, some of them are very knowledgeable, and you pick up things from that, but I've seen some of the videos out there, and then there's a couple schools on the Monksville Reservoir that I paddle on. L.L. Bean has their Discovery School, so you can even take rental lessons, and they don't call them rentals, they call it because it's a school, so they're actually teaching you out there, too, so you can learn from professionals, too. Now, question for you. And I haven't done this yet. If you fall off your board,
right,
how do you get back on?
Well, that's a funny thing. A surfboard is narrower, so these are a little hard to get up on. I find the best way, never go in from the back. When you see people going in from the back, because the board is so long, when you jump on the back, it's going to come over and pop on you. So the best way to do this is find the center of the board, go over the top of the center of the board, and then just roast your belly right around, and you're laying on the board, and you stand right up and go.
And that's it. Hey, that's good piece of advice. For the day that I fall, and again, it will happen.
Well, we don't fall.
We don't fall. It's a rule. We don't fall. Now, next thing is paddleboard covers, and we were chatting when I was pulling up with the Joey B Mobile, the truck there, with my cover. Tell me a little bit about covers and costs.
Covers can get very expensive. On my board, I use what they call a terry cloth, which is a board sock, but I'm not going far, so it reflects somewhat of the sun, but it does protect the board if a rock will come up and hit it. Joey B, on the other hand, he has one of the high ends, I would say, right around a $250 bag, which reflects the sun, so you could leave your board on if you went to the beach or a lake and then you were going to go to a picnic. Mine pretty much got to stay out of the sun. The boards will get ruined in the sun.
Tell me about that. We were discussing that off
what
recording.
Happens is they're made with wood. Most of them are made with wooden cores, and when you put a wooden cord inside a board and then you wrap it in fiberglass, because that's what most of them are made out of, what that wood does is contrasts and expands. And when it does that, it's going to crack your fiberglass, ruining the board.
All right. Now, we need to transport them, because most people aren't like you that live on this beautiful lake.
Yeah, well, I can't help you there.
I know. Now, transporting the boards, tell me a couple of your methods, and I'll shoot one of mine.
I mean, I've seen them come all ways. My friend Bob, he puts it inside his Suburban, but the passenger seat is looking at the board, and it's on his arm all day. I have a rack that came with the Jeep that I just throw mine up on top of. Joey bought a higher-end Yakimi rack, which I did have on my Dodge Ram. It's a good way to transport it because his board is to the back of the pickup truck, so the rocks coming up is going to crack his windshield instead of his board. And we all know when we have toys, we don't care about the truck. We want to protect those toys.
Toys are important. I hear the person who's rich is the one who owns most toys. So that's the ultimate goal.
I think that it says the gentleman who had the most fun in life had the most toys. I don't know about rich, because we all know if we want something, we're going to start a fund, or like Joey said before, we're just going to go buy it, and our wife might get a little mad at buying it.
Hey, but now I'm laughing about that one. What are some of the best places to go out and learn, like, you know, types of water to learn on?
Yeah, or if you're learning, don't go to the ocean. Don't go to the bay. Go to a lake that it's flat and you don't have a current and you don't have wind. A river, you go on rivers when you get better. And I think I've seen Joey on a couple of the shows on a river. And you know what? When you get a little advanced, the river's good because it's moving. It's going to challenge you. But flat water, calm, that's going to be the best place to learn.
And I think that's good. And a fun one you may have seen recently, one of my photos up there. And I was standing on the Monksville, and it was a windy day, and I became a sail. I would paddle across, and it'd blow me back across.
Here's the thing with paddle boards, and Joey just brought up a thing. When it's windy, we're always taught, just like in ice hockey and anything to do with movement of your feet or standing on something, is to bend your knees, and you're going to get your best balance. A paddle board is funny. If you straighten your legs, you become more balanced than when you have your legs loose. It kind of like pushes the board down in the water. So in a heavy wind day, I pretty much lock my knees out somewhat, and that's getting me a better ride in the wind, and it's also getting me better to go head into the wind.
That's a good thing now, because we will get out there, and the breeze picked up a little bit, but it's nothing men can handle.
This is nothing, man.
I know that. What are a couple different activities people can do on boards?
Oh, hey, that's a good thing. I saw one that I never seen before. I saw a guy named Joey B, as a matter of fact, somewhere, looked like in a river, and he had a cooler with him. Now, I'm taking that he was going to a barbecue on that river or something, and he was sitting on the cooler. That's funny, but I've seen fishing off of these things. I mean, racing, obviously, just getting out with your family and kids and having a good day, you know, with two or three of these things. I've seen dogs on them. I've seen two people on one board. I mean, endless.
Well, one of the things is, first one is, I also have seen yoga classes being taught on boards, which I think is a pretty neat thing.
This is true. There's a commercial out, as a matter of fact, with an actress who's an older actress, where I don't even know what the commercial's for, but they do go out, it looks like, in a harbor where boats are, and they're doing a little bit of yoga on the commercial on these things.
That's pretty cool. Now, that cooler you were talking about, and again, I don't get any money for it, but it's an angle cooler, and I went online, and I found it, and it's got four different ports on the sides to put four different rods on. So that cooler is actually rigged up, and I worked at it. Now, the one thing that they don't have, and I'm working on it, and we'll contact them, is if you spill, where do your rods go? Your rods will go over. So I developed a rod leash to tie them in.
That's good.
So that's something, again, I haven't perfected it yet, but once I do, I will contact Angle and say, okay, next step for it.
And I'll tell you something else, too. In fact, Ramsey's Outdoor World, I'll put money on that it has it. They got things that'll float your rod. They go on probably like the middle and the handle of them. So if you happen to go in a kayak, or you happen to go in a thing, it's going to float your rod.
Well, then I need to go find one of those things and get them there. So, Steve, I think there's only one more thing that we have to do. That's pull those paddle boards down. Get into the lake. What do you think?
I'm for it, man. My wife just showed up. She needs pictures.
She'll be the photographer. We'll be out there to play right now. That's a good thing. So, Steve, I just want to thank you for coming to the show. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.